It is hard to tell from today's weather, but it is, in fact, springtime. Ready or not, lots of things are growing and flowering and sending out pollen and doing what growing things do. Some of us are absolutely clueless how to nurture or encourage that growth, and that's why there are Master Gardeners. We often invite someone from a local Master Gardeners Association to join us with some spring gardening news. Rhonda Nowak is that guest. She is with the Jackson County Master Gardener Association, where she's the publicity and marketing director. Rhonda, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here. So how long have you been a Master Gardener yourself?
I went through the Master Gardener training in 2011.
Okay, so not that long ago.
Right, uh-huh.
And it's a fairly long program. I mean, you spend about a quarter of the year. Is it 13 weeks of Wednesdays?
It is 13 weeks of Wednesdays, uh-huh, starting in January and continuing on until the almost until the Spring Garden Fair in May.
And the training sounds fairly intensive, certainly for that amount of time. It certainly should. So what kinds of things do you learn? I mean, and where do you start?
Well, first of all, you learn all of the things that you thought you might have known about gardening, but you really didn't. So you learned just a whole bunch about gardening here in Southern Oregon.
And so were you a gardener yourself before you took the Master Gardener program?
Yes, uh-huh. I've always had gardens in my backyard. I grew up in the suburbs, and so we've always had raised bed gardens. And so I came to it thinking that I knew quite a bit about gardening, and then I learned so much more through the training, especially about how to garden here in Southern Oregon.
So the Master Gardener program lets you know the things you didn't know already?
Exactly. It's almost like I could go through the training all over again and learn just as much as I did the first time.
Wow, that's a lot to learn. So what were some of the things that really were eye-openers for you as somebody who had been a gardener already?
Probably one of the most important things I learned about gardening is just the importance of healthy soil. You think about all the things that are up above the soil. You don't really realize just how important the things below the soil are to healthy plants. So just a respect and a lot of good knowledge about the healthy soil and the microbes and all of the little critters that are in the soil.
Respect was the word forming in my head, too, because I noticed that gardeners call it soil, when the rest of us who might not be that much into gardening, it's just, oh, it's the dirt. Put the dirt over there, you know. It's become something more than just dirt.
That is one of the first things that you learn. Don't say dirt. Well, actually, you know, soil is alive. It's full of things, and dirt is dead, so...
Okay, alive and full of things like, I mean, we talked about we have learned about the bacteria and things in the soil and the stuff that really do help things grow. It really is a lot of stuff in there.
There certainly is. And it's really all about making your soil as healthy as possible by bringing in a lot of that organic matter. The humus that builds the healthy nutrients and helps your plants thrive.
All right, so for the folks who might just be thinking about a garden for the first time this year, haven't had a chance to go through the Master Gardener program, I mean, is there a great first step for anybody with any level of expertise on trying to get things to grow?
A great first step. Well, the first thing is to find out where you are in terms of your soil. You've got to match up the kind of soil that you have with the kind of plants that you want to grow. And if your plants aren't compatible with the soil, you've got to learn how to amend it. So that's a good first start. Another good first start is to figure out not only the temperatures, the good times to start gardening here, which, you know, our last frost date is anytime between April 28th and May 15th, but also to check out the microclimates within your own, with your own property. Because if you've got a sloping property, for instance, you've got these little cold pockets that you're going to have to take into consideration when you start to plant things.
So when does a lot of the planting go on? I mean, I'm sure it depends entirely on what it is you're trying to get out of the ground later on. But, I mean, is this a planting time, or did that happen a while back, or is there still some planting time to come?
Well, now is a good time to start planting those plants that love cooler soils, like onions. It's a great time to start planting onions right now. So, you know, you're right. It does depend on the kind of plant that you're wanting to grow. And, of course, you're going to want to wait for those plants that are very sensitive to these last-minute frosts that we're having. You want to wait because those are not going to thrive if the temperatures get down.
And how late can the frosts come, particularly in the Rogue Valley? It seems like they do last well into April or have
in the past. We've got such crazy weather lately. You never really know. But, you know, a good guesstimate is the end of April, the first week in May.
Mm-hmm. How much difference? Let me remind listeners, we're talking to Rhonda Nowak, who's with the Jackson County Master Garden Association, where she's a publicity and marketing director and a gardener in her own right. Join us at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. So how big an impact did it have on people gardening to have stuff blooming as early as it did this year? I'm seeing lilacs on April 14th looking like they're in full bloom, and they don't usually get into fullness about May 1st or so. I know because I sniff them all.
I know. I've noticed that, too, about the lilacs. They're one of my favorite plants, so I do check that out. So
the question was how much of an issue this creates for anybody who's gardening to have stuff coming up this soon. I mean, do you have to take additional care then to protect things that have budded and bloomed already?
Well, I've always got my cover cloth on hand in case I do need to cover up my plants that are outside. But, you know, I've had perennials that have overwintered outside. And, of course, I don't have to do anything with those. But with my new starts, you know, I've had them in the greenhouse for a while, and I'm trying to harden them off by bringing them out for a little bit each day so that they get used to the colder weather. But I'm still having to put them back into the greenhouse so that they are, you know, have that they have that protection during the colder hours at night.
So with a greenhouse, you have a fairly comprehensive operation there, don't you?
Well, I'm getting there. And it was all inspired by the Master Gardeners. I didn't have a greenhouse before I moved to Southern Oregon, but I am really enjoying it because it does extend my growing season.
And why don't you put your headphones on? We'll get a phone call here. We have Grumpy John and Grants Pass on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking to Rhonda Nowak, a Master Gardener. Nowak.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Of course, it's very important to notice the temperature of the soil. That should be a clue as to when it's okay to plant. My question for your guest, however, is now that we're finally getting rational about growing marijuana, are they going to have a special class dedicated to the needs and processes of growing marijuana, harvesting, and processing it?
Ah, interesting question, because marijuana now legal for recreational uses in Oregon, or will be, I should point out, on July 1st. Nobody should go out and start lighting up right now. Marijuana legal in Oregon for personal use July 1st. Has there been any inclusion of that in the Master Gardener program?
We haven't really discussed specific classes for growing marijuana. What we really concentrate on is classes where you build soil health, where you understand how to grow plants, no matter what the type of plant it is. And so if people are interested in growing marijuana, they're going to get a lot out of the Master Gardener classes simply by knowing, the fundamental gardening basics for growing healthy plants.
So after you've been through the Master Gardener program, I mean, is your eye pretty good now to go to other people's gardens and raised beds and stuff and look, and you can kind of realize right away what some of the issues are with why things might not be growing that well?
Well, I'm certainly feeling a little bit more confident about going into my own garden and checking out things that aren't growing well. I had a lot of plants that had the damping off. And I realized afterwards, of course, that I needed to make some changes in the temperature of the plants. They were getting too warm. They were getting a little bit too damp. And so those are common causes of breeding diseases. And so there's always something to learn once you get started and you see things are going wrong. And it does help you to diagnose some of the things that are happening.
Once you've been through the Master Gardener training, and I guess your final class for this year is tomorrow, is that right? I think so. April 15th is what I saw for the final day for for this year's 13-week training.
Well, let me clarify, you know, even after the class training is over, it's not over, because the new class, they participate in the practicum, and in that practicum, they're growing all of the plants that are going to be available at the Jackson County Master Gardener booth at the Spring Garden Fair. So they're really busy. It's not just about the classes. It's about the hands-on practicum. And then, of course, they're going to be able to get out into the demonstration gardens at the Southern Oregon Research and Extension Center and help out in, you know, with the gardens, taking care of the flowers and all of the things that are in the demonstration gardens as well.
So it sounds like they've really got a couple of final projects coming up in addition to the classwork.
Absolutely. And people just love those, because it really, you know, they actually get to apply the things that they're learning in the class through the practicum and the demonstration garden apprenticeship.
And they get recertified periodically, is that right? Master gardeners do?
Absolutely. If you want to be recertified as a master gardener, you can certainly do that through taking classes. We have a symposium every November, so you can take classes there. We've got the Saturday and evening classes that you can become recertified in. So there are lots of opportunities to continue growing and learning as a gardener here in Southern Oregon.
I imagine you've met people on the way who've joined the Master Gardeners Association now, or at least have become master gardeners, who were totally clueless when they started out. Have you had some people like that?
Absolutely. We get.
I'm looking for success stories here.
We have a variety of people who come, you know, with all kinds of experience. Some people have been gardening all their lives, and then they move into Southern Oregon, and they just want to apply their knowledge that they already have about gardening to local conditions. And then we have other people who've never gardened before, and they're just learning so much about. About how to grow plants.
How much, Rhonda, has the master gardening training changed over the years, if at all, to incorporate organic growing or dealing with pests without pesticides, things like that?
Well, they've been really into the integrated pest management. So you start off with learning about, the culture of the cultural needs of plants, and then you move on to, you know, if you've got to spray, yeah, spray. But first, you know, try some different things first. It starts off with selecting the right plants for your location. So, and then giving them the sunlight, the moisture, the food that they need, and then, because a lot of times when they don't have those things, they weaken, and then that's when they need to be sprayed. So you can avoid a lot of that by just knowing which plants are best for you.
Before we go, tell us about the Master Gardener Spring Fair, when it's coming up and what people can expect.
Oh yeah, we've got the 36th annual Spring Garden Fair coming up on Saturday, May 2nd, and Sunday, May 3rd, 9 to 5 on Saturday, and 10 to 4 on Sunday. It's, again, at the Jackson County Expo in Central Point. We've got a lot of things going on at the fair this year. There's going to be more than 150 plant booths, exhibits, and artisans. We've got thousands of plants, annuals, perennials, herbs, veggies, heirloom tomatoes. We've got hanging baskets this year. As always, we've got the plant clinic. So if you do have some problems with your plants, bring it on down and show the folks there, and they'll give you an idea of what's bugging you and your plants. all kind of free classes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all kinds of great stuff coming up at the Master Gardener Spring Fair. I want to thank Rhonda Nowak, who's the Publicity and Marketing Director at the Jackson County Master Gardeners Association, for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
You bet.